Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there, too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels, and whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there, too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS. It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world, but it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's talk a little bit about livestock futures from yesterday and your take. What kind of fill us in on what happened with those livestock futures yesterday?
Well, Dave, it was kind of an interesting day yesterday as the trading started off with mixed trade for the entire cattle complex. But by the close, our feeder cattle ended up with large gains. The live cattle were mixed, with most of their strength being in the April live cattle. There was really no fresh news out there to go along with it. We was watching some downside in the grain market at the same time, but there was no fresh news to help out this cattle market, even though feeders were extremely strong. We're hearing that it sounds like the packers are in need of cattle, may be paying up for cattle this week compared to last week. We did see the lean hogs yesterday close negative for the fourth straight session, and our choice box beef yesterday was 20 cents higher. Selects down 63, total movement of 143 loads. Cattle kill 109,000 head. Cash feeder index was up $1.75. On the close yesterday, April live cattle were 75 cents higher. May feeders up $1.27, and April lean hogs down a dime.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
You don't want to miss it. Superior Livestock's next video livestock auction coming Friday, March 13th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's the video auction start time, with 21,000 head to be sold, including 4,150 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 8,000 weaned calves, and 3,000 calves on cows. If you like more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures from yesterday. And a nice day for the wheat futures in Chicago and in Kansas City, but the corn and the soybeans struggled yesterday.
That's right, Dave. Now, we did see majority of the session on the negative side for everything, but as Dave was saying, the wheat managed to come back late in the session and have a positive close. Now, the USDA supply and demand report really held no major surprises. There was a little tweaking of the numbers, as we had anticipated. The tweaking might not have been exactly as the trade was looking for, but not enough to make any major difference out there. The focus now will be watching the weather here in the Midwest and watching how the South American harvest moves along. We're seeing the dollar this morning strong once again. We have now seen six straight sessions of new contract highs, and today's high has been at $99.50. You got to go all the way back to April of 2003 when we went over $100. Now, trading overnight in the grains has been very active and mostly higher, as it seems like we're seeing a little bit of a technical bounce off the lows yesterday, especially for the corn and the soybeans, with the wheat also following along. May KC wheat, 5 cents higher at the moment. May corn's up 4 1/4. May soybeans trading 5 3/4 higher. May cotton down 19. April crude oil 32 cents higher. The March dollar index up 57.5 cents. And the March Dow Jones futures 44 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today. And we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.